Jesus came as the light of the world, but he also had an important message for us. You are the lights of the world, he said.
Wait, so Jesus is the light of the world, and we are the lights of the world?
Exactly. God sent his Son into the world to be the world's light. But Jesus shares that light with us. We are all called to bring that light into dark places, to make God's world a lighter and brighter place, to share God's love with others, so that everyone can live in the light and love of God.
For eternity, right?
Right.
But what about right now? I feel like we should do something now. We should maybe look out for people who have nowhere to stay. People who are afraid or in need or feel alone or scared. Like in the Christmas story. People who are living lives that are scary and dangerous.
Absolutely. That's how we carry on shining with the light of Jesus. And we can start right here in this service.
How?
We can pray for people, especially children, who are in danger. And for the work of the Children's Society, who help them. And then we can give some of what God has given us to help them with their work.
You mean I have to give away my sweets?
Not the sweets. But there's an opportunity for all of us during this next song to give some money. Money that will help shine the light of Jesus in some really dark places for children who are in a lot of danger or who need a lot of help.
Oh, okay. So first we pray for them, then we give some money to make it happen.
Yep. That's kind of how prayer works.